Good day, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to talk to Ed Serwin of the USDA News Service in Amarillo, Texas, about the beef cutout prices and all the feedlot action ending May 19th. Ed?
Daily spot choice box beef cutout was $192.51 on Friday, which was about $3.40 higher compared to the previous Friday. However, 50% trimmings lost about another $13 this week, which makes $36 in losses in the last 3 weeks. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, was at $190.15, and that was about a dollar higher than the previous week. The total reported volume was 7,279 loads, which was about 490 loads better than last week. The formula trade was 3,286 loads, and that's about the same as last week and pretty similar to year-round numbers. The out-front sales were 1,177 loads compared to 764 loads last week. This is the time of the year when we normally see 1,500 to 2,000 loads of product booked for midsummer grilling holidays during this current week. The export sales jumped about 100 loads to 663 loads, but this is down considerably from earlier in the year and is no doubt influenced by the rising value of our dollar. The choice select spread was steady and stayed around $6 in the past week. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $2 to $4 higher, while the ribs and loins, which normally take center stage this time of the year due to the grilling season, were steady to $3 higher. However, there were instances $8 higher on select ribs. The cow cutout was firm again, trading in a very narrow range the last few weeks, with 90% trimmings plateaued out between 228 and 229 a pound this last couple of weeks. Now take a look at the finished cattle trade. The general trend in the finished cattle trade was mostly $3 higher to as much as $4 higher, with live sales in Texas and Kansas selling it mostly at 123, with a few from 123.5 to 124. Those Nebraska and Colorado sales sold at 123.5 to 125, and Iowa sold live at 123, while the dress sales were mostly 195 in the meat. Packers keep pushing the finished cattle harvest rates higher, with over 100,000 head harvested each day during the last week, which reduces their fixed cost on a per head basis. Packers have been using 65,000 to 70,000 contracts each and every week through all of May, but don't have near as many contracts available to them for June. Currently, they have 218,000 head contracted for June, and that was compared to 305,000 head last year. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 2 pounds higher at 1229 last week, and that was about the same as last year. The average national steer carcass weight jumped 4 pounds last week to 832 pounds, but that compares to 815 pounds last year and only 804 pounds in 2010. The nearby CME closed at 119.52 on Friday, which was over $4 higher than the previous Friday. Now let's take a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains. Area auction receipts started to dwindle, and our 10 market receipts for 10 different auction markets was about 40,000 head compared to 49,000 head the previous week. The graze-out wheat pasture run is starting to slow up, and there are very few light stocker-type cattle trading in area auctions. This is a normal seasonal event as we prepare for the smaller summer runs. Prices were mostly steady to $2 higher. However, instances $4 higher on yearlings bound for feedlots, and those stocker-type cattle were mostly steady to $3 higher, but there were not enough receipts to test the market in some of the auctions. 5 to 600-pound steers traded mostly at 167 to 195 with a few higher, and those 7 to 750-pound steers were mostly steady at 150 to 157. Those 8 to 850-pound steers, which have seen extremely tough selling conditions the last few weeks, traded mostly at 142 to 148, and that was fully $2 higher. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report posted 28,000 head in sales and was steady to firm under 800 pounds, but with more cattle trading at the upper end of the ranges. However, those cattle that weighed over 800 pounds were $1 to $4 higher, regaining all of what they lost the previous week. Those 750 to 800 pound steers were at 145 to 150 again this week, while those 8 to 850 weight steers were sharply higher at 141 to 148.50, and both of those weight groups were current FOB prices. Prices for 5 to 600 pound Mexican steers at the border were steady at 145 to 156, which is about $30 a hundredweight higher than last year at this time. The import volume continues well above last year, with 685,000 head crossing the border year to date, which is about 130,000 head over last year at this time. The nearby CME feeder cattle month settled $1.60 higher on Friday at 151.30. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.